You're listening to Breakthrough Assembly Podcast. Here at Breakthrough, we don't judge, just build. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you hear from God and receive your breakthrough today. Enjoy the message.
For those that pay attention in this ministry, you'll recognize a word that went forth weeks ago, and God said, "It has begun." For those that pay attention and hear in the spirit realm, when God speaks and we receive it and we grasp it in the spirit realm, understanding that when we receive it in the spirit realm, we're expecting a natural manifestation of what God spoke in the spirit. When you are a spirit being as we are, we recognize that we don't look for the natural first. I wish I had a witness. We don't look for the natural first. We look for the spiritual first because it comes from the spirit. And when it comes from the spirit, then naturally it will have to follow. The problem is so many of us look at natural things waiting for a manifestation, but the natural things only follow what was said by the spirit realm. Amen. And so when God gives a word, we need to jump and shout and recognize that it is done without needing a physical, I wish I had a witness, a physical piece to prove what God said, because if he said it, it is. There is no question that it is. We know because we're not natural beings. Hallelujah. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. But when we begin to walk by sight, we begin to walk away from the spiritual realm. And that's why we feel as so sometimes I can't feel his presence like I used to. The only reason God didn't go anywhere, we just walked away from him because he spoke it in the spirit. He wanted us to feel it in the spirit, receive it in the spirit, recognize it in the spirit first. Somebody shout first. The first shall be last, and the last shall be. When you recognize that, you're not looking at a natural number, because the number I received in the natural means nothing. Oh, I'm going to need a witness in here today. Oh, I'm going to need a witness today. I'm going to need a witness today. Because so many of us is in a doom, gloom attitude because we're so sad, mad, and even depressed that we haven't seen it in the natural. If I could give a breaking alert to somebody, the reason some of you haven't seen it in the natural realm because you never received it from the spiritual realm. The ones that have received it and keep getting it, the only reason you're able to see it because the Bible tells us, Lord, I hear you. The Bible tells us that there is hidden mysteries, and those hidden mysteries get into your word. Those hidden mysteries are the mysteries that God has hidden for the faithful, for those that's looking in the faith, not in the natural. And that's why the natural can walk by things and say, where is God? But the spirit can walk by and say, I feel his presence. I know he is here. Oh, my God. I know he is. Let me use a Bible term. Nigh. He is nigh. He is near. Oh, I'm going to need to preach this thing. Oh, my God. If I had a witness in this sanctuary, I'd have a few people that would agree with me that if God said it, it is so. So if that's it, where are my witnesses? Somebody say it is so. And I no longer need to see it in the natural to claim it. Oh, I'm going to need you to talk to me today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to let you understand some things today. It has begun. But those in the natural, you don't know what's going on. So you see things and then you go into your natural brain to try to get answers of what is happening. I already told you, if you were to listen to your pastor, God already unveiled to us that it has begun. What has begun? The shaking, the stirring, the shaking of the ground. Oh, my God. Listen. There are things trembling. There are people that don't know what to do. There are people that don't know, should I take the pill or not take the pill? Do I still need the medicine or do I walk by faith? Oh, my God. Do I need it to keep me calm or where the spirit of my God will keep me calm? Can I walk in the calm waters or do I need that bottle of pills that was prescribed unto me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel him so strong today. wife, can you take my phone? Because I feel like I want to throw something and that's too expensive. So I have to protect myself from myself today. Amen. And all that getting, get understanding. But Teresa, wisdom is the principal thing. And I don't want to have to go to Sprint afterwards to get a new phone because I got so into it that I slammed it up against the wall. Amen. You can be seated if you need to, want to, whatever the case may be. Hallelujah. It has begun. So the thing is, when you start asking questions, what's going on? Instead of saying, Lord, it is happening. And see, when you start asking yourself, what's going on? What is that all about? Instead of praying, the Holy Spirit will reveal it unto you. So, amen. So I want you to know, it is like very hot in the sanctuary right now. Okay, for a lot of natural and spiritual. Amen. Natural reasons and spiritual. So I'm going to need somebody to cut the AC on for a minute. That'll let you know how hot it is. That'll get us together. Val, you already got a leather coat on. I don't want to hear your mouth. Okay. Amen. Love you so much. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand what God has said. What he said, it has begun. What? It. Amen. He told Abraham, and he says, go. Abraham, where? He says, to a place that I will show you. Show you is that same reference as it has begun. What is it? When I reveal it, you'll know what it is. But so many times we stop our actions because we're waiting on specifics, and God doesn't want to give specifics. He intentionally wants to give you generalities so you will have to walk by faith, because if I know the specifics, I no longer need faith. Are you getting this? So many times, and I'm already plugged into multiple people already. And I want you to notice so many people have gone through a season in 2020 of asking the one word, why? Lord, why? Lord, why? And God says, you know why I didn't answer you? Because you're asking me to give you a specific thing, and I don't want to give you a specific thing because you've been trained in specifics, and I want to break that mold in your life. So for all of the whys, why, Lord, why am I, and why am I still here? God says, because you've never received me in the spirit realm. I need you to understand, God says, so many of you, you kept asking me and saying, this doesn't make sense. I want to talk, I don't know who I'm plugged into, but the extension cords are coming. Those that know me know what I mean by the extension cords. That means I'm plugged into multiple people and I need some extension cords to plug in. I can't just do it on one outlet. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, God says that in 2020, there was a lot of frustration going on with you because you wanted things to make sense. And God says, I don't make sense. I make things. Hear me. When he says, I make things, what the next thing we say, well, what are those things? And God says, that's the problem. When you want to know the things, you want to bypass what I want you to have and exercise, and that is faith. It is impossible. It is impossible. I need somebody that really loves God to say impossible. It is impossible to please him without the one thing that God says you don't want to have. And he says, and the one thing you don't want to need. God says that you've been bothered by things because you don't want to need faith. You said, I don't want to have to walk by faith. I want to be able to walk in the answers. I want to be able to walk in the specifics. And God says, you're walking against my will for you. We need to operate in the manner that God is calling us. And sometimes God is calling us without giving us the invitation to the boardroom. The boardroom is where the decisions have already been made. I need to let you know, if you didn't get your invitation, God didn't need your permission and or blessing to let that thing happen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get into this word today, and the title of today's message is entitled, Walk in What is Given. Walk in What is Given. Now, I want you to understand something, those. I want to thank all of Breakthrough for all of your prayers, and I just want to give a general apology for everyone that I was not able to answer the phone, for anyone that I wasn't able to respond to a text. I give one general, I'm sorry, your pastor was laid up in the bed all week. Last Saturday, at 3 p.m., I took my first vaccination. And by Sunday night, that thing kicked in so strong. And by Monday, it was over for your pastor. Woke up with all of the chills, the pains, the backaches, and every flu-like symptom you could think of. I had it. Still not 100%. When Ron asked me today, I said, I'm about 70 right now. But 70 is way better than the negative that I was in that thing. You'll be able to make it, Val. You're all right. I said, Val, my Val. She had the chills already, the air been on. I've been praying for her for years. I know how to handle her, Teresa. Don't worry. So if she do this, it's not that she's feeling like Jesus. She's not like Jesus. It's just she's cold. That's all. Amen. So I want you to understand that I wasn't able to make it to rehearsal yesterday. And they didn't expect me to play today. And Roger kind of told me, we got it, Pastor, basically, in his nice way, go on and sit down somewhere. He did it in a nice, respectful manner, and I got permission from the praise team leader. She was like, you know what, go and sit down. But what I told Roderick was that I missed Wednesday service, and I can't miss two services in a row. It goes against everything that I believe in. So somebody would have had to carry me and just prop me up against a wall today, amen, and just put a microphone in my hand. I know they didn't expect me to play, but because I'm a worshiper, amen. And because I'm a worshiper and I was too weak to stand up through the songs, I figured it was easier if I sit down. See, so it was easier. So I got two for the price of one. I got to worship and sit. Amen. Praise God. So walk in what is given. God gave me the grace to be able to have the strength to do. And that's the thing. So many times we have not because we don't put a demand on the promises of God. So many times we just say, I'm sick, and that's it. But I want to be sick and still be used by God. So are we getting what I'm saying? Yes, we are in this world, amen. We have natural bodies, hallelujah. But what I want you to know, but this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if we give the temple of the Holy Spirit permission, amen, everything must bow in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And even though I'm not 100%, I'm up here enough. Even if I pass out, you know, if just let me wake up, you know. In the meantime, just pray and speak in tongues. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least I gave God my all before I lost consciousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk in what is given. You have to know what is given. God has given you the grace to be able to go past what you think you can tolerate. I said, he's giving you the grace to go past what you think you can tolerate. You'll never know the pain tolerance you have until you keep going through the pain. Yeah, true. Some of the things thought it was going to break you, but you found out that you're unbreakable when you didn't break when everything in you said you would. When your mind said, it's time to break. When your body said, I am breaking. When everybody around you looked for you to break, waiting and anticipating, buying the popcorn and the jujube. Do they still sell those, by the way? No, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Amen. R.I.P. for the dead homie, in case. Amen. Walk in what is given. Walk in what is given. Walk in what is given. I need us to go to the book of Ephesians. And when it gets to the proper room temperature, somebody can cut the air off. I don't want Val to pass out. Okay, the front row saying some amens, and I haven't said anything about Jesus. So I think they're saying somebody please cut the air off. Okay, CG in the back is saying, yeah. I haven't seen CG's face since she's been here, but her eyeballs through the glass is saying yes. Amen. Just flick it off. Amen. So I don't feel like I'm torturing the people here. Amen. I know it's rough out here. This is why I try to tell you guys all the time, you'll never please everybody no matter what you do. That's why I stopped trying years ago. Amen. I want you to go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to read verses 1 through 8, Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 8. While you're doing that, I need you to understand something, breakthrough. I'm talking to the members of this ministry and the future members of this ministry. I need you to stop looking at things in the natural because it won't make sense. And you have to understand that in the spiritual realm, it has already begun. God has already awakened some things, stirred up some things, and you're going to be able to see some things. You're going to see some things that may be uncomfortable in the natural, and if you're not used to that, begin to pray that God will give you the courage to endure and see things that you've never seen, recognizing that God is God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I need you to really understand. Get out of your Bible for a minute and look at your pastor. We'll get to the word, but I need you to understand, as the shepherd of this church, I want to prepare you for what is going to happen. Amen. You're going to look at people, and people are going to come in here, and they may do some things and have different body language than you. The problem is so many times we've been churched up, and I hate that. So I got to get the church out of you. Because we look at people and they have to look like us, sound like us, dance like us, clap like us, recite like us. And I need you to understand, God is sending some people who need a breakthrough. Not the breakthrough that you needed, but their own breakthrough with issues. Maybe not issues you shared, but issues thus the same. Hallelujah. And he is their God like he's your God. And he sent them here. Why would he send them here? Because he trusts that in this place is the place that they can get their breakthrough where they won't be judged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they will be loved on and comforted. And we will be strong enough to understand how to love them through whatever they're going with. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I need you to get ready, amen. But get ready on your own time. Get ready at home. Get ready in your car. You can't be all natural and then come here and expect to be ready in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. You can't, if you never open up your Bible at home and then you open up here, you're like, oh, I don't understand. You would have received a couple of the thuses and the thous if you would have read a couple of them at home before you got here. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5. It says in verse number 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Stop right there. Followers of God as dear children. What does that mean? That is putting us in our place, letting us know we are not on the same level as God. This is why when we say, Lord, I needed to make sense, God says, I don't have to make it make sense for you. Do what I have said for you to do. I didn't ask you, do you agree? I didn't ask you what you think about it. I didn't even ask you if you like it. I didn't ask you if you like them. I put them on your heart, not for you to talk about them, but for you to pray for them. I didn't ask you to get a neighbor and say, I need a prayer partner. I need prayer to pray for them. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? We don't want a gossip party trying to get a prayer partner. See the quotations. The prayer partner really is a gossiping connection for me to talk about somebody. God didn't save us, clean us up for us to start talking about other people. He saved us clean. Some of us was really nasty, and some of us, God needed a 24-hour janitorial crew to get us together, and we're still seeping out. So how dare we look at somebody else and say, imagine what others have seen and thought about us, and yet he has not forgotten about us. Somebody's going to talk to me today. So he is saying, be their followers of God. Followers. If I'm going to follow him, number one, naturally by default, that means he is the leader. Why would I ask the leader to, I'll follow you when it makes sense to me. That's our problem. That's why we get fired from jobs, because we're trying to tell our boss what to do. Hallelujah. We try to be on the same level as everybody. We say, I'll do it if I respect you. God, show me in the Bible where God says, we'll do it once you get you earn the respect. Show me where God says, well, when you begin to respect them, then follow them. No, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. The sacrifice of your flesh, killing your flesh to do it when you don't like it. Oh, hallelujah. That builds up not the natural, but it builds up the spirit in us, and it builds up the trust that God can have for us and that he wants to. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. That puts us in our place. That lets us know we're the child. He is Abba Father. He is the daddy. Amen. Are we getting this? Number two, and walk in, here we go. Walk in what? How can you look at somebody and say, if you walk in love? That is a good, what I call checking point for me. That is a thing that I use in verse number 2. I use it against my own flesh. Anytime anything or anyone come to me and my first natural thought is, I need prayer for myself because somehow the love left and judgment came in. Amen. And walk in love. Again, that doesn't mean that you have to go to Outback with them and eat a filet mignon, which I love, amen, with a lobster tail and some butter sauce. Can you tell I'm hungry right now? Amen. It doesn't mean that's what we have to do, but we need to walk in, hear me, truthful, genuine, transparent love. Amen. I love them not because it's a requirement. It's because I should. I want to help somebody today. Loving them doesn't mean that they got to be my best friend. But I love them enough. If I love you, I'll keep praying for you. If I love you, I'm going to pray for you. We don't have to be best friends, but I love you. Amen. I may not like what you stand for, but I love you. The same thing, that's how it is with Christ in us. He loves us, but he doesn't always love what we stand for or what we do, but he loves us. Are we understanding this? And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Do you recognize that his death is a sweet-smelling savor? Our death is a sweet-smelling savor. When we keep killing our flesh, it's a sweet-smelling savor to God. When we kill, God still, oh, I wish I had a church. God still loves a good sacrifice. You think because we don't live in the Old Testament that God just said all the things that he enjoyed in the Old Testament is dead? He still loves. We don't have to go and get a cattle and slice them and burn them up, but he still loves a good sacrifice. And when we kill things on the inside, kill those thoughts, kill those emotions that's not good for us and doesn't benefit us to be a better Christian, God loves a good sacrifice. And when you say, I'm tired of being judgmental, I'm tired of being churchy, I'm tired of being this, I'm tired of being stuck up, I'm tired of being mad, I'm tired of being sad, he loves a good sacrifice, and it's a good sweet smelling savor unto him. When you can have a disagreement with somebody and then hug them and say, I love you. It's a sweet-smelling savor to him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That moves him. And whenever you move him, there's hidden mysteries that somehow unfold right before your eyes. It says in verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness. Covetousness, what are you coveting? What is it that gets in the way of your love for God? What are you coveting? What do you have to have? What are you're lusting for? You covet. I just covet it. I just love it. That's my thing. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Some of us, we covered our car. You know, change shoes before you get in my car. I don't want no dirt in it. What do you covet? We all have something that we have to work on. Some of us covet our own thoughts. We love the way we think. We wish we had. And when we pray for friends, we're not really praying for friends. We're praying for duplicates of ourselves so we can have more conversations with people on our own caliber and our own level. Ooh, do you really want to duplicate you? Take a minute. Take a snapshot of yourself. Do you really want to do that? It's hard enough me fighting myself. I don't need another me to fight. I'm tired sometimes just dealing with my own stuff. To duplicate this and have two of me's? Jesus, I can't even imagine the grace I would need. Hallelujah. I thought the vaccine took me out. Another me dealing with another me? Laid out. You're right, Shani. Laid out. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. God is saying, I need to make sure when your name is mentioned, none of these things follow your name. So that means we have to continue to work on ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? Because that's the, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. Not the Lord, get them together. Not Lord, let them see it my way. Because do you recognize, you better don't get nothing started, Kendra. You recognize. I got good ears, girl. Listen, don't get into something started. We'll run all around this church. Listen. The point is, I need you to understand when you recognize that when most of your prayers is about, Lord, get them to see it my way, how are we ever praying for us to change? When we're always praying about somebody else and what we see and we try to make it spiritual because the devil is a liar and he tries to trick us to make us think we're doing something for God. But if you never go in for your own tune-up, how can you be well? Hallelujah. You recognize everything that was built to eventually break down. If not, we wouldn't have tools. Amen. I heard you, Rod. One person once said, I preach better when I'm sick. I bind that up in the name of Jesus. It says, verse number 4, neither filthiness nor foolish talking. We've already talked about that. Nor jesting. You love to rile somebody up. You love to get a good argument started. You know what button to push, and you love to get it started. It's boring, and there's nothing on TV, and everything that you recorded, you know, on your DVR, you know, and watched it. So you jest, and you get something started, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. But be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes, oh, I love the scripture, and we don't talk about it enough. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And then it goes back to how it started. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship. This is what I meant by you don't have to go to dinner with them, but have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I need you to understand something. When it talked about, and I love verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness. We were sometimes darkness. We were sometimes darkness. We don't talk about that. It's not talked in the Bible. We were sometimes darkness. And then it says, but now are ye light. We were darkness, but now we're light. We were darkness. And you say, Pastor, what does that mean? We were darkness. Sometimes I need you to understand that we were sometimes consumed with dark things. And sometimes we think darkness is pure evil. I'm coming, daughter. We're going to talk about it. We were trained to be ignorant in church. We were trained how to clap our hands and stump our feet. We were trained how to lift up our hands. We were trained how to say the trigger words, hallelujah, glory. The trigger words, amen. We were trained as musicians, play G sharp and you will get it started. Certain things you're trained in, so you do it with no feeling. What I need you to understand, we were trained that darkness was evil, but I need you to understand, but pure evil, but I want to, darkness is also a covering. What does that mean? Sometimes we're covered in darkness. We walk in darkness and we become dark because we're covered. And the things on the inside that God won't reveal can't be seen because we're covered in darkness. Sometimes our thoughts are the thing that covers and brings darkness around us. This is why I say sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And this is why the enemy always tries to isolate us, to make us feel like it's better for us to be alone. It's better. Listen. I know I'm not the only one that the devil used to lie to me and my flesh agreed to him. He used to always say, well, you're misunderstood, so it's better for you just to be by yourself. That way you don't cause any problems. Oh, who am I talking to today? Oh, I know I got, you know what? And how many times have you tried to say something, but it was misunderstood? Oh, I've had years in my life that I realized I couldn't have conversations with people because every time I opened up my mouth, what came out wasn't what I meant to say. It wasn't from my heart. So then I said, well, it's probably better for me just not to talk. And then I had to go back to God, and God had to show me your voice is a weapon. And so the enemy wants to misconstrue that thing, and the word we use, pervert that thing. Hallelujah. I need you to understand. So when you walk in what is given, if God has given you grace, if God has given you peace, you walk in that thing. Hallelujah. If God has given you a word of confidence, if God has given you a window, if God has given you something, walk in that. If God has given you an opportunity, walk in that. If God has given you a promise, walk in that. If God is in the promise, stop looking to see who else is walking in the promise. No, you walk in what God has given you. If he's finally opened up that window and there's a breeze coming in, receive that thing, walk in that thing. I don't care how many times that you've messed up. I don't care how many times you told God, Lord, this time. Listen, don't you dare, oh, I hear you, Lord. Don't you dare stop because you kept saying, but Lord, this time. If you got another this time in you, do it this time. I don't care how many times you said, Lord, I'm sorry. If you have the ability to say it again, do it. If you have the ability to repent, do it. Walk in what was given you. Walk in the opportunity. Don't keep being dark. Don't keep being the darkness. We're supposed to be the light. The light is supposed to expose the darkness. But when you're dark, it covers the opportunity for other things to come unto you. Walk in what is given. What has been given to you? Have you been given an opportunity to change? Hear me. Have you been given an opportunity to forgive somebody that you were bothered by or upset you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Have the decision been made and you were the judge and the prosecutor and you convicted them as guilty? They're guilty by what you have deemed they've done. Okay, so they're guilty. Now reflect to yourself, how many times did the devil go to God and make sure that you were guilty? And God says, yes, they are. But if you were redeemed, why can't we allow them to get their same redemption? I want to talk to somebody today. And I want you to be able to say it happened, whether it was you doing it or them doing it to you. Now, stop walking with that thing in your heart. Stop walking with that thing in your mind. Stop replaying if I had another opportunity again, and just work on the opportunity that you have right now to be the best you that you can be. Are we getting this? Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Jesus, I hear you. I need you to go to Ephesians chapter 4. Page before 4, we're going to read verses 11 through 16. It says in verse number 11, and he gave some, what? Apostles. And some, what? And some, what? And some, what? And some, what? Amen. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. He gave all of these things in here. Amen. Now, let me just do a quick poll. Do a quick survey. How many feel that God has given you a gift? Just put your hand up. Amen. How many that you feel that the gift that he's given you a gift to be a teacher? Put your hand up. Okay. Remember, we don't deal with new members. We don't have many rules in this church. But one of the rules, you're not allowed to do alligator arms. No halfsies. No alligator arms. How many here did you feel that God has given you the gift to teach? Put your hand up. Okay. All right, put your hand down. How many in here that you feel that God's given you the gift of prophecy? Put your hand up. Okay. How many here you feel that God has given you the gift of evangelism, to be an evangelist? Okay, put your hands down. Okay, very good. Anybody here feel like God has called you to pastoralship? Put your hand up. My daughter did. She broke the rule and put her alligator arm up because she's still fighting the calling of pastoral. Amen. Jesus. So much prayer to be done. You can run all you want. You can't hide, Val. I tried it. God has the biggest light. He owns the biggest flashlight. Trust me. I've been in some dark places. In some dark places I chose to hide, and he still found me. Wow. I have any people who ran in rebellion outside of me? Amen. Tried everything, and he still kept bothering you? Sorry, Lord. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Did God ever make you so mad because he kept chasing you that you wanted to cuss at him? Oh, you, I have. Amen. In verse number 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This is what these gifts are for. Amen. They all work in conjunction with one another. And then it says in verse number 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Stop right there. So if God has given you these gifts, and you are not operating or exercising in those gifts, you are not doing what he has gifted you and called you to do, and you wonder why your needs aren't being met. You wonder why you don't have the joy that you want. You wonder why you don't have the peace that you want, because those things won't be unveiled to you until you submit yourself and do what God has created you to do. But again, you have to receive this in the spirit. Amen. Not saying, well, I want to do this. See, this is the thing. We can choose natural things, what job we want, amen, what profession we want, all of those things. But is it doing what this told us to do? It tells us for the perfecting, in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. If you are doing the other things that you're gifted in, but is not edifying, oh my God, the body of Christ. If it's not for the work of the ministry, it's fine. But it's not building what God created us to build. Are we getting what I'm saying? So my thing is, you could be gifted in other things outside of church. God said, that's good. Even if you can make some money off that, that's good. But the next thing God said, but what are you doing for my kingdom? Because I gave you this gift. Not that you can just have so much money in the bank. Amen. I gave you this gift for the edifying of the saints, for the building of the kingdom. Are we getting what I'm saying? So you can have all of these skills, but if you're not giving those skills back unto God, they're just empty skills. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. Teresa has her own establishment that you can go and work out and all that kind of stuff. But what if we have a whole bunch of just flat out, just overweight, unhealthy people in the church? What is it good that she has her own separate establishment that you can go and become healthy physically if it's not benefiting us? And all of us, we just all out of shape, just loving Jesus. Ready for the next fish fry. You get what I'm saying? So if you have your own business and yet you're blessing others, but yet the kingdom isn't being blessed by your gift, who's happy? Walk in what was given to you. God gave it to us for us to give it back unto him. not for us to say, ooh, I can make money off this, or I can have a side. It's one. See, a side business is not the business. Even if it's your business, it should be called a side business because the front business should be Christ's business. Amen? All right. Jesus should never be the side business. Are you understand? If we're too tired to give it to him, that means he's become the side business. If you're saying, I'm too busy, Lord, I can't do that, I can't make rehearsal, I can't join that in the church because I got too many things going on the outside. All right, I'm gonna let that simmer for a minute. And yeah, it's just over there. We're gonna just put it on low and just let it do what it do while we move on for a minute. Because I think that the Lord has made his point in that one. It says, verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, 14, that we henceforth be no more children. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. That we no longer, come on, Kendra, we're about to do this thing, that we're no longer children tossed to and fro, stop, by emotions. They made me mad. I'm gone. They made me mad. I feel like God is calling me to another ministry. No, you feel like your flesh is telling you it's time to be gone. Amen. How does God call you to agreement? How does he call us to agreement? The only reason we labeled him as I felt called to be there is that we agreed with what was going on. And when we didn't agree with what was going on, we felt the calling to leave. Stop it. Stop it. Look at yourself. Tap your own self on the hand and say, stop it. We roll in the flesh. We wake up and roll in it. Now let's roll out of it. It says, 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro by thoughts, amen, by emotions, by situations, by seasons. Are we getting this? We can't be tossed anymore. We can't stop doing things because we don't like it. We can't stop doing things because we don't agree with it. We can't stop doing things because it don't make sense to us. There's nothing biblical to say that if when it stopped making sense to you, you have godly permission to walk away from it. Are we getting this? Walk in what was given. Faith was given. Walk in it. Grace was given. Walk in it. Peace was given. Receive it. Joy was given. Receive the joy of the Lord. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Hallelujah. Let us stop letting or making or requiring people to make us happy. Therefore, if the joy of the Lord is my strength, I'll be happy even when I don't like what's going on. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why this for breakthrough. Listen, this is our year of maturity. We can't keep getting tossed to and fro based on patterns and what we think or how we feel. We got to grow up. We can't be a child anymore. Children pout and run away and slam doors. God has said no more of that. Amen. He wants to know you don't like what's going on, but you like being with him more. And you walk in obedience. Hallelujah. You know my story. I've been in ministry being trained for a pastor for years, hating every day I had to be at the church. But I wouldn't be who I am without those experiences. And I didn't know until I was done with those experiences how God needed me to have those experiences to be the one that I am today. Are you understand what I'm saying? So this is why I say God don't care if you agree. He wants to know will you obey. Amen. Because that's where the blessings lie. That's where the generational curses break. Hallelujah. Are we getting this? I'm tired. So what? Had a bad day. So what? Jesus had a bad day too. You ain't do what he wants you to do. He's not stopping being the Christ. Okay. I don't know if I've ever said it before, Jesus had a bad day. Sounded good. Anyway, 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Stop reading everything. Stop reading everything. The worst thing that has happened to us is social media. Every idiot can get the word out. What word? Their word, their opinion. You can get anything. They will post anything, put it anywhere, anything, share everything from some idiot's perspective. Guess what I heard? I don't want to know what you heard. Ooh, pastor, guess what I read? If it's not biblically based, go on somewhere with that stuff. It's hard enough for me to deal with my own fleshly thoughts. I don't need some other crazy doctrine coming about. Pastor, I read. Listen, keep it to yourself. Pastor, I got a book for you. No, you don't. You know how many people I done told keep the book? You know how many people I've offended by not receiving what they wanted to give me? I got to treat you like I treat the devil. You know how many times the devil come to me with something and I got to tell him no? So if I'm going to tell him no, and if you are following him, I got to tell you no too. And Pastor Tina Turner said, come on now. You went to her church before. In other words, just because I love you don't mean I got to receive the craziness you're trying to give me. Some of you need to be delivered from yourself, feeling obligated to take something that's bad for you. Somebody said, I got a cup of cancer. Would you drink it? They said, well, I love you. If you love me, drink it. Wouldn't you say, I don't love you that much? So why don't you do that? I don't love you that much to take what you want if it's poisonous for me. So if you won't drink cancer, why are you taking all the other stuff that's killing you from them? Okay, so I'm going to put that in this pot. We're going to put that on low. Amen. We're cooking up some good stuff, but we got it. We need a chef's kitchen for today. Multiple things are being prepared. Are you getting what I'm saying? Pastor, they hurt me. No, you hurt yourself. You hurt yourself because you welcomed it for the sake of love. Pastor, I don't want to offend nobody then. You don't want to be used by God then. I love you. I've taught in this church. Listen, in order to get rid of the weeds, you got to pull them from the root. Don't keep just chopping the top off for it to look good. If you don't deal with what the bottom of it, it will keep growing. And don't let busybodies start gossiping, because then it spreads. Oh, you say, listen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Okay, amen. It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That is the word. They lie in wait. Listen, I'm going over to that church because they preaching some good stuff. No, they preaching some stuff that your flesh want to hear. Are you growing? Yeah, I'm growing. Okay, good. Are you growing spiritually or naturally? Because if you're growing in knowledge, my question is it the knowledge of God? Because the more knowledge you get, and it's not godly knowledge, the more competition the Holy Spirit has from the inside of you, because you're putting more things in it that's going to conflict with it. Pastor, I was having a deep conversation with them, and we got in this subject. And do they go to church? No, they're not into the things of God. Then why are you having a deep conversation with them about something that now you think is interesting? That if you would have been read up and prayed up, it wouldn't have even been interesting to you. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in what?
Love.
In love. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even the Christ. And from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In other words, we are jam-packed together. God has conformed all of us to work as one, effectively, individually doing our thing, being led by the God, and individually my faithfulness, and individually your faithfulness, and individually your obedience, and individually your obedience. And then all those things intertwined together brings the glory of God. But when I'm stepping in my opinion and you over there in your opinion, now I'm like, well, what did you think about what he said? You didn't agree? Yeah, I ain't agree either. Meet me in my house on Tuesday and let's talk about it. And now all of a sudden we feel led to have our own Bible study, but is the edifying of the ministry going on or the edifying of your flesh? Now you pastor opinion. Now you're the deacon of drama. And the usher of chaos. And we say we do all these things in his name. And then he says, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you because you did all these things in my name. But you didn't follow what my name represented. Walk in what was given unto you. If God's given you the ability to change how you used to be, walk in that opportunity to change. Don't you ever, because the Bible says pride goeth before the fall. Don't ever let pride stop you from becoming free. Never be afraid to say two words that'll change everything. I'm sorry. It'll change everything. I'm sorry. Never be afraid to have plans and change them because the truth has made you free. Don't let pride say, well, I'm already in it now. Hallelujah. I've already done it. Never, never let your flesh tell you it's too late. Did you hear what I said? Never let your flesh say it's too late and you believe it. And never let your flesh say two other words, it's over. Because if there's breath in your body, how can it be over? That means your flesh is lying to you if it's telling you it's over when you still have breath in your body. Because if I have breath in my body, that means God can still blow in another opportunity, a new way. Hallelujah. I don't care how it's been. I don't care what we did. I don't care how bad we were. I don't care how opinionated, how judgmental we were. I don't care how dark we were. Amen. We were called to be the light. You understanding what I'm saying? And if you have a body, you have the ability to harness the temple of the Holy Spirit. As I close. If you are here, then you were called to do something. If you are here, you were called to do something. And if you're doing nothing, that means you're no longer walking in your calling. Amen. And just for the record, we were not called to come and hear the word. See that silence? I'm doing my part because I'm coming to hear the word. No. The Bible says don't forsake the local assembly, so you're just following that. But we all have giftings and callings, and God wants us to walk in what was given. And my last thing, stop judging what was given and deciding how good it is or effective it is. Stop judging what was given and deciding, oh, it's not good enough. Last but not least, so many times we compare ourselves to others and say, no, I can't do it like them. Good. God didn't want you to do it like them. He wants you to do it like you would do it. Amen. Amen. Musicians say, I can't play it because I can't play it like him. Good. God didn't want. He wants you to play what you hear. Singers, I can't sing it like them. Good. God didn't want you doing it like them. Everybody know their voice. They need a different voice. Speakers, I can't speak like them. Good. They've heard that so many times from them. They need a different perspective. Walk in what was given unto you. There is freshness that God wants unveiled, and our flesh want to keep the freshness hidden. Hallelujah. Take the judgment off. Take the opinions off. Take the lid off. And take the limits off. And as Nike said, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just say one word that will change your life. Yes. One word. When Jesus said, can I come into your life? One word. Yes. Jesus said, can I change everything that needs to be changed in your life? One word. Yes. God says, do I have permission to do whatever I want to do in your life? One word. Yes. God says, can I touch those things that you never wanted to touch because you didn't think they needed to be touched? One word. Yes. God says, can I get into those thoughts and modify some things? Yes. Can I deal with that stuff that you didn't think you were hurt, but it stopped you from doing other things? So obviously there's a minor surgery. I promise it's in and out. Minor surgery. It's in and out. I promise you'll be able to be home by dinner. CG is minor. Okay? All it's going to take is a little Band-Aid. Amen? You don't even need a cast for this one. In and out, minor. But that minor surgery will change your thoughts. It'll change the way you feel and how you think. But you got to walk in what was given to you. And so many times we get an opportunity, but we say, nah, that's okay. We ask the question, you good? And you know what we say? Yeah, I'm good. We know we're not. Amen. We secretly want a breakthrough. We secretly want to change. We secretly don't like living like this. We secretly don't want to keep living a lie. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to take this word that you have given today and illuminate it, Lord God, to all of the ears that have heard your word today. I pray, Lord God, that this word was edifying, Lord God, that this word came, Lord God, and it did what it needed to do, and it ministered to the hearts, Lord God, of your people. I pray that it challenged others and pricked others, Lord God, and uplifted others and hugged others, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that it restored, Lord God, Father, the ability that people said, I haven't heard you in a while, Lord, and they heard you today. I pray, Lord God, that say, I haven't felt you, Lord God, in a while, but I felt you today. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that breakthroughs are taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for radical change, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that depression will fall at the feet of you, Lord God. I pray that stubbornness will fall at the feet of you, Lord God. I pray that pride will fall at the feet of you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, Father God, that the decisions that was made, Lord God, will be undone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus because of faithfulness in you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we said, I've gone too far. I have to stay in the road and I'm going. I pray, Lord God, for a rerouting in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for your plans to be the plan and all other plans be canceled in the name of Jesus. I pray for redemption, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for revival in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for all things to become new and old things being passed away. Old thoughts, old emotions, old opinions. Father, it has begun, and I thank you for it. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for giving a fresh word to a stale body, giving a fresh word to a stale mind. Thank you, Lord God. You love me so much that you spoke to me today, Lord God. You lifted me up. You encouraged me. You corrected me. Whatever it did, you did it because you love me, and I thank you. And Lord God, I won't let this word go to waste because this word was for me. So I will put it into application immediately. Lord, I want you to know it fell on good ground. And I absorb it right now. Let it be unto me from this moment. God says, be it unto you according to your faith. And if you haven't walked and lived by faith 100% before, do it now. And just give me the one word that I need, and that is yes. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your sweet spirit. For your sweet spirit. Thank you for you trusting, Lord God, Father, your word to come forth, Lord God, in an environment that change can be made. I thank you. I thank you for breaking us down so that you can build us back up correctly. For I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you received something and that you're one step closer to your breakthrough. Do us a favor. If you enjoyed this message, be sure to share it with your family and friends. And if you're looking for a way to support the ministry, visit the link in this episode's description to see how you can give today.